Hello.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Jackie. Is it a good time for us to speak right now?
It is.
Perfect, perfect. Jackie, I got your message regarding the back cover. So that is something that we'll have it aligned with the front cover. There's just one thing that I wanted to update you was that the picture is on the bottom right. So we'll just have to place it somewhere on the left side because the barcode is going to go on the bottom right side. That
Oh,
is
yeah.
something that we just need to realign.
Yeah, I had it on the left side and I just now changed it. I don't know why. But yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, that is something that we're going to take care of. And I personally sat down by myself to make sure that if we format the book somewhere around like 7 by 10, even in that case, the whole prose that's not going on the same page, that is still moving to the next page as well. So the only way for us to have it catered is to have the book by 8.5 by 11. We can go with the 7 by 10, but in that case, we would need to reduce the font size. But that is going to make it a bit more difficult for the readers to read because the font size that we're currently using, that is at a 12 point. So if we go somewhere around like 10, that would be a bit small for the readers to read. So the only option for us would be to either go by 8.5 by 11, or we can go by 6 by 9. But again, in that case, the text is going to go on the next page.
Okay, but why can't we do like something 7 by 10 and reduce the font?
We can do 7 by 10 as well, and if you want the font to be reduced a bit, then I surely can work on that. But
Okay,
again,
yeah.
12 is something that is a standard font size, which makes it very easy for the readers to read.
Right.
So,
I get that, but it's the whole idea behind. You know, for instance, like U is for umbrella, the U is a umbrella thing that my daughter drew. It's got to go adjacent to. I mean, the whole concept is there's prose on one side, an image on the other side, and it can't, I can't have it that way. So if we have to reduce the font size, one has to, you know, put on their e-readers, so be it.
okay, perfect. I got it. So let's go with a 7 by 10 and reduce the font size. All right?
Very Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. That is just one thing that I wanted to ask. The other thing that I wanted to ask was regarding the formatting. So the blank page, currently the last file that I shared, the blank page goes next to the prose, and I'm just reviewing the file. Give me a minute. A blank page goes next to the prose, and after that we have the letter page with the lines, and next to that is the next page with an image. So how do you wish to proceed forward? Do you want the image to be first with the prose and then the blank page and then the page with the lines, or do you want the line page to be before the blank page? So that is just one clarity that I need on this call.
Okay, all right. All right, here's how it has to look. All right, so if you're right? On the left side will be the image, right? Whether it's a cross-up or, you know, whatever that is. The left side's going to be the image. On the right side, you're going to see the prose, right? Like A is for avalanche. So if someone will open up the book, they're going to see the image on the left, the prose on the right. Then when they turn the page, right, the back side, I guess you could say, of the prose, right, the back side of that A is for avalanche needs to be the blank page so that you're modeling, oh, okay, now it's your turn. There's a blank page on the left for you to draw, and there's a line page on your right where the letter A begins. See what I'm saying?
I got your point. So let me just say it out again so that we both are on the same page. So when we open the page, the image needs to show in a way that image is on the left, the prose is on the right. Then again, if we move the page next, if we turn the page, the left side would be blank and the right side would be those line page, correct?
Right, because there'd be a line page, you turn that page, another line page, and a line page, and then we start the process over again. Yes,
Okay,
that's got to be.
perfect. So overall, there are going to be three line pages, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. I got this point. And perfect. I got your concern. I am going to have a meeting with the team. We're going to have this formatted. And I'm going to share this back with you by tomorrow, along with the book cover as well. If there's anything that the team would like to know, or if there's any additional suggestion, I'll surely reach out to you. All right?
Okay. Just a warning, though. I'll go
sure.
totally ballistic. I'll go ballistic if you guys send me another Word document that has the, stuff in weird places and that, that it doesn't look like what I sent you on Sunday.
Yep. There might be a sort of communication gap between us as well, between me and you as well, which is why I personally wanted to get on call to understand everything, because I see that Kevin was having a word with you as well, so there could be a slight confusion over there, but since we both are on the same call, I think that pretty much is clear, and whatever the last file that you shared with me on Sunday, I'll have all these things formatted on that particular file, all right?
Yes. Okay, good.
Perfect. Thank you so very much, Jackie, for all the details, and you'll be hearing back from me tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, Josh.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.